Lesson 9. Glorifying God in every area of life. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Working for the church and working for myself by operating my own business has given me a unique perspective on this topic of work. For many years, I had an unbiblical view of work. I thought that church work was spiritual and important to building the kingdom of God, while laboring in a regular job was secular and therefore not kingdom activity. I was wrong. As a business owner, I have learned that when you work well and offer a helpful product or service, you are contributing to the greater good of the larger community. Every business needs a lot of different folks to make it go. In that sense, we are all laborers and a part of a team. We have excellent people that help our company, from the printers, box manufacturers, and plastic injection molders on the production side, to the office staff, sales reps, and customer service folks on the marketing side, and to UPS, FedEx, and the United States Postal Service on the shipping side. We have been blessed by the talent and dedication of the people around us. We are glad they are working well to the best of their abilities and not wishing they were doing something more spiritual. Their contributions have contributed to our success. Occupations of the people of God. Abraham had a large herding operation. Today we might call him a rancher or cattleman. He employed hundreds of people and had thousands of animals. Boaz, who married Ruth, is described as a wealthy and influential man in Bethlehem, Ruth 2:1. Moses was raised in the courts of Pharaoh and then was a shepherd for 40 years in the wilderness before God called him to be a prophet. Daniel was in politics, eventually rising to the equivalent office of a prime minister. Amos said in the 7th chapter and the 14th verse of his book, "I was no prophet nor a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and dresser of sycamore figs." Paul, Aquila, and Priscilla were tent makers, and Esther was a queen. The Bible is full of people who faithfully followed God, yet had a variety of occupations. They were just as spiritual and committed as Ezra and Isaiah. In Exodus 35, verses 30 to 33, Moses spoke about a man who was anointed by the Holy Spirit to work with his hands. "See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, with intelligence, with knowledge, and with all craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold and silver and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and in carving wood for work in every skilled craft." And without Bezalel, we would not have been able to have the tabernacle and the ark in the wilderness. In any occupation which God leads us to, it is not what we do, but whom we do it for. When we love and serve the King of Kings, whether we eat, write math books, seek to raise godly children, or teach God's word, we are laboring for the glory of God. Citizens of heaven. Paul says in Philippians 1:27, "Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ." The concept of glorifying God can be a little vague and hard for me to grasp. I have trouble thinking about what it likes to glorify God when I eat and drink. I like this verse in Philippians because it helps me to have a specific goal. As a citizen of heaven, I want my behavior and lifestyle to make my friends and neighbors know that I love God first and foremost. I believe citizens of heaven are honest in how they conduct themselves in business. When we are heavenly-minded, we treat everyone with compassion and respect. and love our enemies as well as our neighbors. We pray for everyone and are careful about the use of our tongue. We attend church regularly. I think you get the picture. These characteristics describe heavenly citizens regardless of where we work or what we do. I'm reminded of the words of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5:16, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." As a citizen of heaven and committed follower of Jesus, I want to conduct myself in word and deed and let my light shine and bring glory to God. Let's pray. Help us to have the mind of Christ as we view our labor and our ministry. Enable us to live and work unto the Lord as citizens of heaven. Help us conduct and point people to Jesus and bring glory to God. Amen.